CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. Our opening work is a concert overture by the French romantic composer Hector Berlioz. In the early 1830s, Berlioz became enamored with the plays of William Shakespeare. One of Berlioz's earliest compositions is a concert overture based on Shakespeare's play King Lear. The work was composed in 1831 and assigned Opus 4 by the composer. Berlioz had composed the overture while staying in the city of Nice. On his journey back to France after staying in Italy as a winner of the Prix de Rome, a scholarship for French art students to study in the Eternal City. So the overture, based on an English play, was written by a French composer after studying in Italy. That's the European art scene of the 19th century in a nutshell for you. Here is the overture Le Roi Lear Opus 4 by Hector Berlioz. Colin Davis conducts the London Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. Colin Davis conducted the London Symphony Orchestra in the concert overture Le Roi Lear, composed by Hector Berlioz in 1831. I want to do something a little different today on the program. I'm going to play two different performances of a major orchestral composition, both conducted by the same conductor in both performances, and both are live broadcast recordings separated by only a few years. As well, two different orchestras are involved from two different continents. The work in question is Symphony No. 1 in C minor, Opus 68 by Johannes Brahms. A towering work of immense drama, Brahms spent over 20 years between 1855 and 1876 completing the symphony. The always self-critical Brahms was almost paralyzed with fear, knowing that whatever he presented as his first symphony would be immediately compared to the nine symphonies of Ludwig van Beethoven. That was a millstone held over many a composer's head for decades after Beethoven's death in 1827, but Brahms in particular was in many ways expected by the music public to rise to the occasion. Since Brahms knew his first symphony was inevitably going to be nicknamed, somewhat in jest, Beethoven's Tenth, well, there was especially in his mind no room for failure. Fortunately, he lived up to the expectation. Brahms Symphony No. 1 is a towering masterpiece. One conductor who championed it, and in fact was famous for his interpretations of all four Brahms symphonies, is the Italian Arturo Toscanini. There were few, if any, in the music world in the first half of the 20th century who were not familiar with this titan of conducting, whether it was of opera at La Scala in Milan or orchestral music throughout Western Europe and North America. At that time, when most conductors still took an overtly romantic approach to Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms, who was more a classicist than a romantic, that often meant slow tempos. Not Toscanini. He preferred brisk, energetic, electric tempi, which was actually the classical style, as historians were more than happy to point out. Toscanini recorded the Brahms symphonies in studio numerous times, but it's two broadcast recordings of him conducting that I want to play for you today. Both performances, separated by 12 years and massive world-changing events, are indeed electrifying in the typical Toscanini fashion. But there are enough differences as well that just prove the human condition and spirit is elastic enough to be at one and the same time true to an interpretation, while still being individualistic enough as to not be boring or predictable. The first performance dates from May 6, 1940, and takes place in NBC Studio 8H in New York City. Toscanini here conducts his orchestra, the NBC Symphony Orchestra, and by his, I mean the orchestra was created by David Sarnoff, the president of RCA, which owned not only the Victor Record label, but the NBC Radio Network as well. Sarnoff created it specifically for Toscanini to conduct performances with a live audience that were to be broadcast over the NBC network. The orchestra was in existence from 1937 until 1954, 3 years before Toscanini's death. This 1940 performance of Brahms' first occurs during the first year of the Second World War. The United States might not be officially fighting it yet, but the public was definitely concerned about the rise of fascism and its power surge in Europe. Toscanini especially, since he was a virulent anti-fascist who fled Mussolini's Italy in fear for his life. To me, this performance bristles with tension. The inherent drama of this work is a brilliant canvas for the human condition to paint a portrait of struggle and hopeful triumph. Nobody knew what would happen in Europe in 1940, and I feel this performance reflects that anxiety, but with a hope that good will triumph at the end. So here, from May 6, 1940, is the NBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Arturo Toscanini, to perform Johannes Brahms' Symphony No. 1 in C minor, Opus 68.
Thank you.